We don't.
This isn't bad once you thin it down a little bit. We're gonna make you do it all the time.
Verse 17, chapter 2. Behold, thou art called. Well, we didn't do 16. So if, for when the Gentiles, in verse 14, when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and resteth in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things which are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou art thyself a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest the boast of the law through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. And we're going to spend a lot of time in those few verses. Because, as we've said over and over and over, your outward expression of stuff is meaningless. Did you know that you commit adultery? Well, no, I haven't committed adultery. Did you look on a woman to lust after her? You've committed adultery. Did you steal? Of course you steal. You steal all the time. You steal words, you steal ideas, and you make them your own. And so the whole process of this rant of Paul's is to show you and I that we cannot be acceptable unto God. We cannot. It's not that we want to. We may want to really bad and we may be really sincere. But let's look at a few verses. Let's go to Matthew 6. Or Matthew something or other. Matthew 5, I'm sorry. Verse 44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. I hear over and over and over statements like, well, I'm working on forgiving that person, or I'm getting better. And that's the biggest apostasy and sin that you can conceive of. Because no matter how hard you work, no matter how much time, you cannot reach this standard. Be you therefore perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So what's our only solution? Our only solution is not to try to be perfect, because that would lead to nothing but hypocrisy. The only way we can be perfect is to, for the one who is perfect to be our life. Now let's look at another one. Let's look at 1 Peter 1. Toward the back.
Chapter Hebrews 12:59.
Wherefore, verse 13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. And lust, you got to remember, lust means not sex. It means that, but it means 10,000 times more. It means wanting something or wanting anything to be different than it is. So if an attorney messes around with you, you lust to have it corrected. You lust to have it revenge. If you're listening right now, Tom, if you happen to be in Bosnia and you don't get what you think you should, you send off a letter to your boss that says, I deserve this. And so you've taken a stand. And if I don't get this, I'm going to quit. But more, or if somebody asks you, well, let's look. We'll
see. What to pick on the new guy?
As obedient children, he's been picked on several times already. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. Because as it is written, be you holy, for I am holy. Now, again, you can't try to be holy, because he alone is holy. He alone has immortality. So the moment you try to be holy, then you have fallen into the trap of the evil one. And it's so sincere. Oh, I'm doing the best I can. Let's look at one other. Let's go back to Matthew 6. Our Father, which, in verse 9, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And so this isn't, there's no room for time in be ye holy. There's no room for time in be ye perfect. And there's no room for time in forgive. You can't be working on forgiveness, or I'm working on that, because that's called coping. And the minute you cope, you've become a heretic. Each of these issues are to call you to that judgment seat, whap! So you see that you have no option but to forgive, it has nothing to do with what somebody did or didn't do to you. It has to do with only God. Because if you can't forgive from the heart, that means you have to protect in your heart and in your mind the right for that to have happened to you. Because without that happening, you couldn't be where you are at that point in the mystery of God. And there's no room. There's no wiggle room. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's not... Who's your neighbor? That's this eternal question. It's whoever you come in contact that's in need. You without apology, without a forethought. To love, forgive, be holy, be ye perfect. It's instantaneous. It's digital. You're not working on it, because if you work on it, then you're still trying to use that which is cursed to gain that which is blessed. It has to be instantaneous. And every one of you that sort of try to work on it, or it eats away in your heart, it eats away in your gut, that means you're another coper. You're trying to cope. Because your frame of reference isn't God, your frame of reference is other men. Now here, this is the most important one. You have to forgive yourself. Because if you don't, then you are so special. And because if you don't forgive yourself, then none of this, nothing else can happen. And I won't pick on people because it's too easy. Those who haven't forgiven themselves and who've struggled and tried to be so sincere. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with what your daddy did to you, or if your mommy screamed at you, or if you were abandoned even. You love yourself because who you contain. As long as the predicate for your discussion has anything to do with the object of the issue, then you're still walking in darkness. It's instantaneous. It's either all finished or nothing is finished. It's either all perfect or nothing is perfect. Understand? It's either you're all forgiven or you don't have a chance. Don't let the sun set today until each of these issues that you've forgiven yourself. Therefore, you love yourself because who yourself is. That you be perfect and you love your neighbor as yourself and be you holy. They're not negotiable. They're not dependent on your level of understanding. They're not dependent on anything that has anything to do with you. They are the finished work of Jesus Christ. And this is how it's tested, to see whether or not. Everybody says they love God. But it's meaningless if these aren't true. It's meaningless if you don't love your neighbor. Anybody have any response?
Perfect message. It's funny listening to it earlier. It's like you hear about sin and you say, okay, well, I'm going to stop sinning now and I'm going to go the other way. But as soon as you do that, you've gone into a whole other evil territory. There's no place.
That's why you got to see. The mystery of God is always digital. It's either totally complete or it's totally gone.
Yeah. No other way to be perfect.
You understand, Ken? You can't be working on anything.
Yeah, something you said about working on something made me think of how ridiculous working on your relationship with God is. It's kind of presumptuous for me.
Well, it's just you being your own God.
Yeah.
It just shows you're the Antichrist.
It shows Jesus didn't need to do what he did.
Again, this is, if you don't see this, then there will be sloth. You'll be coping. You'll do your best. And pretty soon, as sure as night follows day, you're going to end up being... You'll wake up one morning and all hell will be... You know, what happened? Do you really understand?
Yeah. Not really, no.
What part of it don't you understand?
I don't know. But no, I mean, the honest answer is no. There's a... The thing about, you know, there's a spot in your eye where you can't see. When you say forgive yourself, that's a blind spot. I can't even see myself. Usually, when you're talking, I'm there, I'm engaged, I know what you're talking about. Scriptures come to mind, I can see, I mean, all kinds of things happen. But when you start talking and looking at me and talking about, you need to forgive yourself, do you understand what I'm saying? Forgive yourself? No. So, there's like this plastic shield, and the words go off to the side. I don't. It's frustrating.
Remember when Steve died? Do you think Steve had any problem forgiving himself?
Certainly did before he died.
But afterwards?
I don't know. I hope not.
Well, but that's what you have to see. Is that it's equally your... That's why that little dealio that I do is, shall love expressed in death impress you to repent?
See, sometimes it's like that thing in the Song of Solomon about seeing the beloved out of the corner of your eye. Sometimes when I'm caught by surprise and everything's fine and wonderful and complete and perfect. But when we start talking about stuff like this, all it does is turn a spotlight on me. Suddenly everybody goes away and I'm in the middle of the stage with the spotlight on me being the fool.
Well, it's just it's all I want you to hear this. Don't hear anything else. It is already done. You just have to know it.
I believe it.
Okay. What?
Gary's pondering something.
You gave us till the end of the day to see all this wrong.
Before sleep comes to your eyes.
That's why it says, don't, you remember in the song in the Hallel, it says, don't give sleep to your eye nor rest for your head until you find out the habitation for the Holy One of Israel. Examine yourself. Prove that you're in the faith. Know you not your own selves, that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. He is your life. And so it's the reckoning of that and your death, that, and then every all of this is true. And your walk of consciousness is all, it's a continual repentance. It's a continual recognition that you are the chief of sinners from this thing. And so you abandon it. You just walk away from it. I promise you, when you do that, you'll stop making yourself the subject of your thoughts or your sentences. Any response, Mr. Ken?
Well, the biggest takeaway and learning for me is that Christ is in you, that you are good and bad. It is we.
You can't get better. He is perfect. It doesn't do a great deal for your self-image. But it does a great deal for his image.
Which is, that's what it means to glorify God.
Amen.
His image is glorified and yours is gone.
Abandon yourself. Pick up your cross and follow him. All right, take a big guy.
Somebody put this stuff away, please. I got to take care of it.
It's got a mission.
Gary. I will start.